One theory taken very seriously by cosmologists is that a tachyon, called the inflation, started the original process of inflation. As we mentioned earlier, the inflationary universe theory states that the universe started off as a tiny bubble of space-time that underwent a turbocharged inflationary period. Physicists believe that the universe originally started off in the false vacuum state, where the inflation field was a tachyon. But the presence of a tachyon destabilized the vacuum, and tiny bubbles formed. Inside one of these bubbles, the inflation field assumed the true vacuum state. This bubble then began to inflate rapidly until it became our universe. Inside our bubble universe, the inflation has disappeared, so it can no longer be detected in our universe. So tachyons represent a bizarre quantum state in which objects go faster than light and perhaps even violate causality. But they have disappeared a long time ago, and perhaps gave birth to the universe itself. All this may sound like idle speculation that is not testable, but the theory of the false vacuum will get its first experimental test, starting in 2008, when the Large Hadron Collider is turned on outside Geneva, Switzerland. One of the key purposes of the LHC is to find the Higgs boson, the last particle in the Standard Model, the one that has yet to be found. It is the last piece of this jigsaw puzzle. The Higgs particle is so important but elusive that Nobel laureate Leon Lederman called it the God particle. The Higgs boson, physics believe, originally started out as a tachyon. In the false vacuum, none of the subatomic particles had any mass, but its presence destabilized the vacuum, and the universe made a transition to a new vacuum, in which the Higgs boson turned into an ordinary particle. After the transition from a tachyon to an ordinary particle, the subatomic particles begin to have the masses that we measure in the laboratory today. Thus, the discovery of the Higgs boson will not only complete the last missing piece of the Standard Model, it will also verify that the tachyon state once existed, but has been transformed into an ordinary particle. In summary, precognition is ruled out by Newtonian physics. The iron rule of cause and effect is never violated. In the quantum theory, new states of matter are possible, such as antimatter, which corresponds to matter going backward in time. But causality is not violated. In fact, in a quantum theory, antimatter is essential to restoring causality. Tachyons at first seem to violate causality, but physicists believe that their true purpose was to set off the Big Bang, and hence they are not observable anymore. Therefore, precognition seems to be ruled out, at least for the foreseeable future, making it a Class 3 impossibility. It would set off a major shakeup in the very foundations of modern physics if precognition was ever proved in reproducible experiments.